morning. I was a little worried because as I've gotten older, I've noticed that I need glasses at times when I try to read. And I was worried because I couldn't get my notes on here to pop up unless I put it on the projector. And luckily, you guys are in luck. I can read my notes. My last sermon was given on comfort and the comforts that we as Americans and how we can kind of get lulled into feeling boldness and how we as Christians should not just be risking our soul by being too comfortable. Most comes to controversies in society. They don't change. And evil seems to be getting more and more prevalent nowadays. The average is the attendance of men in the churches that you go, and you can see that there's not a whole lot of men in the congregation. Just of quite a few lower amounts of men in the church and filling that double duty almost, I guess you could say. Believe that we suffer, like I said, in the Church of Christ per se so much, but willing to call out evil, like I said. Perhaps they don't want when the Bible speaks on the subject and is quite clear, when men sometimes are parading around as they don't defend or even possibly have a family to protect topics, but to be submissive to others. Most children are being raised without fathers in the home. Yesterday, I was blessed to be able to go to Brad Russell's funeral. And I would have to say that there was probably over 500 people there in attendance. It was a pretty big sized church, and people were just standing. There were so many people there. The visitation was supposed to start at 10 o'clock. Finally, they cut off the visitation at about 2:40 in the afternoon, and the funeral was actually supposed to start at 2. The line, we stood for over 2 hours before we got to meet with the family. What a powerful influence that family and Brad had on the community themselves. And as we were in the service, I know there were quite a few members of the military that were there. He had two rows that were reserved for the military alone, and there were still guys that were standing. There were so many guys there and women that were there from the military. What kind of effect did he have on those people? Not only if those people had not known much about Brad and his walk with Christ, what a powerful impact they might have went through, or what seeds might have been planted by them being there yesterday and seeing such a good service and hear the people singing, what seeds might have been planted. Hebrews 13:6. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? It is hard as a Christian to at times feel like you're brave enough to confront others, because most of us fear confrontation and rejection. We don't want to go up and try to cause an issue with people. But ultimately, I believe we fear death. We fear the unknown of what will truly happen to us if we stand up. Will it come to the point eventually where we may be stoned like Stephen? We also love for those around us and don't wish to think of them being saddened possibly by us being imprisoned or whatnot. My brothers and sisters here, I encourage you to realize times are not going to necessarily be easy for Christians in the future. So it's important that we bolden ourselves up and get ready. To understand the power of the Holy Spirit and how it can work through us, turn to Acts, the fourth chapter. Now, I've clipped out some of the verses for time's sake. The priests and the captain of the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John while they were speaking to the people. They were greatly disturbed because the apostles were teaching the people, proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail until the next day. But many who heard the message believed, so the number of men who believed grew to about 5,000. The next day, the rulers, the elders, and the teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas, the high priest, was there, and so was Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and others of the high priest's family. They had Peter and John brought before them and began to question them, "By what power or what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a man who was lame and are being asked how we healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed." Jesus is the stone you builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled. And they realized that they had been with Jesus. And seeing the men who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves. So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot speak the things which we have seen and heard." Here they were threatened to not speak of Christ anymore. What did they decide to do? Did they decide to listen to the council here? No, they decided to continue. For it is more important that they do God's will than man. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God for what had been done. For the man was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been performed, and being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. "Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was of his own, but they had all things in common, and with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. The Holy Spirit moved through them. Peter and John were with the Lord. They had been with the Lord. And that great power and that great knowledge and seeing that Christ actually resurrected gave them the boldness, and the Holy Spirit was able to communicate through them. How should we be as Christians? We should have the same boldness, but we need to be more immersed in Christ so that the Holy Spirit can work in us and through us. We at times just need to be bold enough to speak up and to call out evil for what it is. And we also need to talk to those who are performing the evil and try to help them to understand what they are doing wrong. A lot of people have never heard the message of Christ, especially in America. With the church population dwindling now, so many people are lost and have not heard the message. Luke 12:11-12, when you are brought before synagogues, rulers, and authorities, do not worry about how you will defend yourself or what you will say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say. We should feel as though we can speak to those who are lost with boldness, knowing that the Holy Spirit will help us plant the seed. Don't get discouraged if you don't see the results happen right away, or if they ever happen. We've been instructed how the seed will fall. Some will actually take root, others will not. But our mission is to help spread the seed to those who are lost. Perhaps we don't use the boldness muscle enough to know how the Holy Spirit will help us in situations. That's where we need to go to God in prayer and to get closer with the Holy Spirit and ask for help in our walk with Him. The Holy Spirit is both sanctifier and strengthener. He brings to our remembrance what Christ did and said, gives us the gift of faith to believe, and enables us to grow in Christ-like character. But it is by the special filling of the Holy Spirit that we are given the substance for our boldness. He will equip us for each unique situation, for each problem, for each difficult challenge that we're faced with if we listen to Him. So many times we just ignore that voice in our head and don't go and talk to people. Peter and John's boldness gives us assurance that we will be given wisdom, discernment, knowledge, and power to be faithful and obedient in any circumstance or relationship. Acts 6:8, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. Then there arose some from what is called the synagogue of the freedmen, And they were not able to resist the wisdom and spirit by which he spoke. Then they secretly induced men to say, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God. And they stirred up the people, the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him, seized him, and brought him to the council. When they had heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, "Look, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. Just think here of how Stephen is in this position. This mob is basically ready to attack him and kill him. He looks up to heaven and sees Christ. He's got the boldness in him. He's got the Holy Spirit here working through him. He does not care what's going to happen. Mere man can't do anything but kill him. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witness laid down their clothes at their feet, at the feet of the young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Do we show this courage that Stephen had when we're with even going and preaching to people and trying to teach to people? Or do we fear what man can do to us? Ephesians 6:10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and sword of spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication of the spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to take known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." The evil one, Satan, those who are out who have not been trained in the gospel, who are out performing evil things, they may shoot fiery darts at you. They may cause you harm, but they can never take your soul from you. It's very important, as we offer the gospel invitation here, that we realize God is always there for us. He will not leave us. The Holy Spirit will be there to guide us. And in the times that are to come, we will need to lean on that Holy Spirit and know that Christ is there, that he has died for us, and that we can join him in heaven if we prove faithful. Let us be bold as Christians. and proclaim God's word to those who do not know it, who are lost. Plant the seed, whether or not you know whether or not it will grow. You're helping those people make the decision on whether or not they will follow Christ. But they need to have the option given to them. If you are struggling spiritually, I would ask that you come forward and ask for help. If you wish to place membership or have anything else that you need to make known before us, do so at this time as we stand and sing.